Figuring out a fun way to raise funds for a worthy cause can be a bit of a trick, but that's exactly what has happened. My guest today to talk about the second annual Beatles tribute concert are Izzy Mora, Marketing Director for the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, and volunteer Gilbert Gonzalez. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Thank you.
Yes, now this is the second year that you've done this. Is that correct?
This is our second year. Well, actually, Gilbert's second year of putting this show on. This is his brainchild.
Oh, really? You came up with the idea?
I'm in a band called the Moondogs, and they're a bunch of musicians that love to play Beatle music. And as a volunteer for the Cancer Treatment Center, the thought came to me, maybe we can raise some funds to help with the ladies that are going through chemotherapy, purchasing wigs for them, and have fun doing it. So he said, well, we'll just get all the Beatles set together and perform, and all the proceeds will go to the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation and the Four Seasons Beauty Program. So that's the way it started, and a lot of the musician friends here in town were very supportive, and it's just a very fun-filled event, I think.
Yeah, I remember the day that Gilbert called me about that. He's one of those excellent volunteers that not only does great service to the patients that are waiting in the waiting areas, but he is a thoughtful one as well. And he noticed that we ran out of wigs all too often and because there are so much demand. And we were making do with what funds we had. And he thought to himself, well, what can I do to make sure that we get more wigs? And he said, well, I'm going to put on this Beatles concert, and I think maybe we'll raise about $2,000, $1,000 to $2,000. And last year's concert brought in $8,000.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Let's back up just a little bit for any one of our listeners who are not familiar with the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. Can you explain the foundation and where it's located and give an overview of the programs?
The Rio Grande Cancer Foundation is 17 years old now. We opened in 1996. We're a product of the sale of the El Paso Cancer Treatment Center, which is at one point was a not-for-profit radiation therapy center. That center was sold to the tune of $11.2 million, and those funds were put into commodities and stocks, and then we live off of the interest income, and that's where the birth of us. So what we do is we provide grant dollars for not-for-profits in this community in El Paso who fund and aid patients through services for cancer and going through the journey of cancer. So to the tune of anywhere from $175,000 to $200,000 a year. Since our inception, we've spent over $7 million into this community, and we still maintain our corpus. But we have our own programs as well. We have a information resource center known as the Greenhouse. There's actually five of those, which are libraries so that cancer patients can find out what's going to happen, what am I going to go through, what are my emotional aspects, and what are my alternatives. And then we have a patient air transport assistance and land transport assistance for patients who have to go out of town because their treatment isn't available. We also have a child care program that will take care of children on the days that you are going through treatment because you're usually fatigued and, you know, the side effects are really difficult. And if you've got a young child, it's, you know, that's a difficult thing to deal with. You might want to come home and have a nap, and that is a real relief. And we have another program that offers a buddy program, which is called the Alliance Network. And through that, we offer experienced or seasoned or survivors who have been through it because somebody has walked that journey already. And so through that, we pair up a survivor with a newly diagnosed cancer patient, usually of the same diagnosis. So, for instance,
really knows the ropes.
Yeah, exactly. And then the one that the tribute concert is for is the Four Seasons Beauty Program that bears the tag Seasons Change, but Beauty Remains. And that is for women who are going through the very difficult changes that come from dealing with the side effects of cancer treatment.
Now, this concert is next Saturday, May the 4th, from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial. Sergeant Pepper's Wondrous Wigorium. Tell me about the program. What will we see once we get there?
You're going to hear and see local musicians with a lot of talent. It's not a group that's coming in from Vegas pretending to be the Beatles with the false wigs and all that. It's going to be people from the community that are very talented performing Beatle music.
Excellent.
And it's called a Beatle tribute, but really the tribute is to the survivors that are in the audience. It's a great opportunity to share some real beautiful music and just to have a good time.
And we're going to have our own Patty Tiscareño contributing. Tell us about that, too.
Yes, she is. Our executive director of the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, Patty Tiscareño, is not only a talented leader, but she's also a talented singer. And she is the head of a group called PT and the Cruisers. About 3 years ago, we did a CD called The Kitchen Project, which was a fundraiser for us as well. And on that, she performed Blackbird, which is a Beatles song. Mm-hmm. And so she is going to sing that at the Beatles tribute concert this coming May 4th.
Oh, that song alone would be worth the cost of the tickets, which, by the way, give us the rundown of the ticket costs and where they can be found.
Tickets are $20 for adults, $15 for students, and $10 for children. And you can purchase them at All That Music across from Sierra Vista Mall, located at 6800 Gateway East.
On the other side of the freeway.
On the other side of the freeway, okay. Exactly. Also at the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation. And you can call us at 562-7660, or you can go online and purchase through PayPal, and that is www.rgcf.org, and just indicate it's for the Beatles tribute concert.
This is just a wonderful opportunity. The Chamisal is a beautiful theater. There's not a bad seat in the house. And anyone who doesn't know about the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation would do well to discover this amazing resource we have in the community. I just congratulate you both on your efforts and wonderfully creative, fun way to help us all help our community and the people going through the cancer experience. My guest today, Izzy Mora, Marketing Director for the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation, and Gilbert Gonzalez, musician and the brain behind the idea of the Beatles tribute concert, using the beauty of the Beatles music as part of Sergeant Pepper's Wondrous Wigorium fundraiser. And that's all Saturday, May the 4th, next Saturday from 7 to 11 at the Chamisal National Memorial. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.